Welcome to today's Heartland Market Talk. Grain futures, they are sharply lower now in the wheat trade, I should say, more specifically in Chicago wheat. While we did open higher across the board last night, July beans getting within a penny and three quarters of the $12 mark. We had seen May corn back up into the 452 range. Wheat, Chicago jumped over $6 with Kansas City just shy of it. Index funds late last week, they wanted out so bad that they're actually long now some wheat and some corn. And so as the day session got underway, more selling developed as they back and flip on their positions. They're kind of like the walleye laying on the floorboards of a boat flopping. They don't really know which side they want to be on. So we're dealing with this. Farmer selling kind of picking up. Oh, and guess what? Today is the first trading day of the month. What did grains do? They rallied into the first of the month, and we've kind of tried to educate you on this. It's kind of crazy how when grains collapse into the first day of the month, they kind of turn around and go up. What did they do on the beans? They bottomed on January 1st. They bottomed on February 1st. And now we have a high on March 1st. And so dilly-donking around, we shall do here. We'll see if a turnaround Tuesday can show up tomorrow. We do know the export inspection numbers were all solid today. Nothing wrong with them. Grains moving. We did not have any flash sales today, but maybe tomorrow on grains. So we'll find out in the morning. Right now, May corn actually down just 3.5 cents, 445. July off 2.5 cents. 453.5, and new crop corn and beans, they've got an issue here. It's called urea and fertilizer. A lot of it comes from the Middle East, and now, yes, a lot of it's already here for the new crop. A lot is on the way, but there's also a lot that needs to be sourced and pushed out of there yet. So somebody's going to go without something, and that's why we're seeing these urea prices pop and such. And so new crop corn, it's down only a quarter right now, 469 and a quarter. Soybeans, the May contract down 6.5, 1164 and a quarter. July off 5.5, 1177 and a quarter. Take a look at the new crop beans, down only a quarter, 1128, within 8 cents of the high they made last night, which is within a penny or two of last fall's highs and last week's highs. On the wheat trade, they're beating up Chicago, which that's the one that bolted late on Friday into the early morning, night hours last night on the trade. Kansas was following last week, and so Kansas and Minneapolis losses are half that which Chicago has. Chicago's off 14.5 cents on the May contract, 577. May down 8 cents, 572.5. The Minneapolis May wheat down just 2.75 cents, 610. September new crop off a penny and three quarters, 641.5. December down, what do we got here? Down a nickel and a quarter at 653, but that's because of thin trading. Actual bid and offer shows it's only down about 3 cents. It just hasn't traded in a while. If you are an active trader of commodity futures, you need to check out Heartland Investor Services trading app. The markets are moving fast. You need to know what they're doing. Now, you do not have to place your orders on the app if you don't want to. You can call our brokers. They'll take care of it for you. But in order to see what's going on, this trading app is a must-see. Check it out. At heartlandinvest.com, call us, 701-222-0221. On the cattle trade, we had a sharply lower run this morning, opening sharply lower follow-through from last Friday's break. Stock market was sharply lower this morning, so as the stock market recovered on the day, feeder cattle and live cattle recovered as well. Boxed beef bouncing a bit today. We have choice up 65 cents, 380.49, select up 217. 376.48, but unfortunately for the cattle trade, late on Friday, 242 to 244 is where a lot of the cash trade finished out. They said late in the day, even 239s weren't even being offered anymore, but we'll see how this week brings. The board off of the early morning weakness, but we're only up 30 cents on April cattle, 232.55, while June still off 5 cents, 229.10. August off 27 cents, 227.52. In the feeder cattle, March, we are sharply discounted at the cash trade. Feeder index off less than a dollar. I think it's like at around 371.90. So we're running about $15 discount to cash with the March contract up 77 cents, 356.20. April feeders up 80 cents. We're on the highs of the day right now, 352.25. May feeders up a dollar, 348.20, with August up 67 cents, 348. Hogs, though, still softer on the day. They did try to rally earlier in the day, but pork product slipping again here. April hogs down 42 cents, 95.30. June down 15 cents at 109.40. different opinions on metal, certainly wide. The dollar index up a dollar right now on the March contract, 98.56, while the gold market has April up $61 at $5,310. That is $120 off the overnight highs. May silver down $4.74, $88.54. That's $9 below the overnight high. And Bitcoin recovering here today, March contract, up $3,345 to $69,225. And the crude oil market opened on its highs last night. We opened at around $75 spot contract. Pretty much fell out of bed from that point as the Straits of Hormuz, it's not closed. It's just a lot of ships are anchored waiting to transit the Straits of Hormuz. About 20% of our oil moves through there. If they got a problem, they got to go around the southern tip of South Africa, of Africa. That's a problem down there. That weather's kind of tough, but they can do it. But it's definitely spreads out the duration of the trip by a couple of weeks. And so crude oil, well off overnight highs, as OPEC said, they will increase pumping. The April crude contract, though, still up $3.94, $70.96. The gasoline contract for April is up 8 cents a gallon, $2.36.5, but diesel fuel up 30 cents a gallon, $2.89.5. Any questions? You can always find us at heartlandinvest.com. Our phone numbers are there, plus an opportunity for you to get a 30-day free look at our newsletter that includes the morning texts that come out on your phone, tells you what went on around the world overnight, creating the morning grain movement that we're already seeing before the day session ever gets underway. Check it out, heartlandinvest.com. It's right there for you to subscribe to the newsletter. Thanks for listening, and you have yourself a profitable day. Just a reminder to always remember, past results are not indicative of future results. Consider us carefully before ever investing. Our analogy is made with the best known information that is expected to be true and known, but it changes by the hour in the commodity markets. And so something that could have been considered fact can change as the facts change.